Hi, I'm Shelley. I'm going to tell you a little story about the day I think I started to become an adult. So I was the kind of kid in school who was just about perfect. You know, I sat there like this. I was Miss Goody Two-Shoes. Still am, kind of. And I decided I wanted to become a teacher. Thank you, Miss Rickmers, my third grade teacher. She inspired me, and I never changed my mind. And I went to college and got my degree and got a job right away, 1986, and taught fifth grade, and they thought it would be a great idea to put me with the toughest group. And it was 12 boys and 7 girls, and one kid was tougher than the next. And every Friday, my principal, who looked a lot like Yosemite Sam, would come into the classroom after I left at like 7 or 8 o'clock at night and write me a long note about my week and say, you know, I came by, I really liked your bulletin board, I really liked the lesson that you did in science, and it was really encouraging. But the days were tough. And the week before Thanksgiving, it was an especially hot week in November, and I think my classroom was about 110 degrees. And the kids were off the hook. And I just had about had it at about 2:30. I was completely pitted and in a very unpleasant way. And children were not staying in their seats. And at 21, the words, "What the hell do you want from me?" flew out of my mouth. And for a Goody Two-Shoes, that was pretty shocking. And I stopped, and every kid stopped. And then one of my favorites jumped up and said, "You said a cuss word. You are not allowed to say a cuss word. And I'm telling the principal." I was like looking at him. He's like, "I am going right to the principal's office. You are not allowed to cuss in school. I know that to be true." And I hesitated for a minute, and I marched over to the door, and I threw it open, and I said, "Go ahead to the office, and while you're there, tell him every mean thing you've done to me since the first day of school." And the kid said, "I don't want to go." And I said, "Oh, you're going." And he said, "I don't want to go. Please, please let me stay." I said, "All right, get back in your seat." So he sat down, and the bell rang for the end of the day, and I knew that I had to go and tell the principal what I had done. So I went in the office. I was tearful in my Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm way. And I went in and I said, "You know, something really terrible has happened, and I have to tell you what's happened." And got more and more upset. And he came over to the desk in his Yosemite Sam way and sat down and, you know, put his hand out like, "You sit down too." And I sat down and he kind of leaned in and he said, "Tell me what happened." And I said, "Oh, it's terrible. And, you know, I have to tell you because I know the parents are going to call." And it's just, and he said, "Tell me." I said, "I said something bad, really bad." And he said, "What did you say?" And I said, "Well, you know, it was like 110 degrees in there. And you know the group I have. And they just like wouldn't cut me a break." And I just, he's like, "No, tell me what you said." And I said, "What the hell did want from me?" And he went, "With that group, I would have said fuck by Halloween." And that's what he said. And I think that day I grew up a little bit. And today was the end of my 30th year. And I want to say to Elizabeth, I can't see her out there, but there are a lot of teachers like me who do care, and it broke my heart to hear your story, but I want to tell you there are a lot of people out there who do care and have been doing it for a long time, and I want to thank Don Daly, who was my Yosemite Sam, who has kept me going. Thanks.